Hey everyone, my name is Svenja and I'm here with Elena and Lena. We wanted to discuss the topic of happiness through self-optimization. Here's a short definition for both words. Let's start with self-optimization, which implies the regulation of one's behavior and of the human body, aiming to make them effective, efficient, and enduring. Happiness is for everyone defined differently, but here are a few definitions I found. One describes it as a feeling that comes over you when you know life is good and can't help but smile. Another one states that it is a sense of well-being, joy or contentment, or a range of positive emotions.
These definitions sound very interesting and are worth talking about. Actually, I recently dealt with the notion of happiness a little bit more in depth because I was interested. Like Svenja said, the definition of happiness is a very personal experience and depends on what someone associates with it. When I started to think about happiness, the first thing that came to my mind was the difference between momentary happiness and inner happiness. Thinking of momentary happiness, namely something that is triggered from the outside, was very easy for me. The first thing that I thought about was success in your job or reaching a certain goal, so something that is caused by material goods. But what about inner happiness? I would say it is about self-love and self-care. What would you guys say? What does inner happiness mean to you?
I agree. Happiness is for myself about self-love and self-care. Personally, it is not depending on others for my own happiness and knowing myself and my body to a point that I can read the signs it gives me. Self-care helps me to be patient and calm and not to stress about things.
Yes, absolutely. Very important aspect. I guess the more happy someone is on the inside, the more patient one would be with others, but also with oneself.
I recently read a very interesting article that also dealt with this topic of how you can achieve happiness.
Yes, I read that article too. That was the one written by Mihai Csikszentmihalyi, wasn't it?
Exactly. He makes some convincing points about happiness and the motivation behind happiness, as well as how to reach it.
There was another aspect which I found really interesting in that article. He talked about a concept which he called the flow. So basically, the concept of the flow describes activities which a person enjoys so much that they become worth doing for the activity's sake. This means that the person performing the activity does not feel the need for there to be a useful outcome. The crucial factor is the activity itself, and not its result.
Ah, so it is a rather intense experience, isn't it?
Precisely. And not everyone experiences the flow through the same activities. For me personally, it's dancing. What about you? What puts you in the flow?
Cool, I really enjoy dancing as well, and cooking. I love to try out new creations in the kitchen. Cooking is for me more than just doing it to have food. It's like art for me.
I love baking, and like Alina said about cooking, it is like art, which I really like as well. You can change ingredients and be just creative, and it is about trying every time something different, no matter what the outcome is. And like I said before, art and painting are a passion of mine too, because there are no rules and no one can judge you on what is on your canvas at the end.
That is really interesting. Often, these activities are creative activities, and not everyone is able to derive flow from something. Csikszentmihalyi found that happiness is actually dependent of this ability to fall into the flow.
Does it have to be an activity, or could we also derive flow from the process of self-optimization?
You definitely could. Since, as you said, self-optimization is a process, you have to perform activities to optimize yourself. The flow requires that you are concentrated and focused. It is not that you search to be happy actively, rather you become engrossed in a task, which could be self-optimization, so that when you come out of the flow and look back, you feel as if you have been in a positive state during the activity. Referring back to what Alina said, this would pose a contrast to the momentary happiness caused by material goods. People who often derive flow from something are found to be overall happier and perceive their life as more meaningful. As we have seen, the flow is an intrinsically motivated concept, which is why whether the flow can be achieved through self-optimization depends completely on every individual.
Very informative, Lena. This coincides with what we've said earlier. If someone is more happy on the inside, maybe because of experiencing a flow while doing particular activities, one will automatically be happy more often and thus more patient, and is then apparently more likely to get into a state of happiness and satisfaction.
But self-optimization deals with improving parts of oneself which one does not perceive as good or acceptable. If you derive flow from this, could that not be harmful and self-destructive?
Indeed. Flow can be derived from activities which can have a negative impact on you, self-optimization being one example. However, self-optimization does not necessarily lead to self-loathing.
Yes, I would agree that the ability of being happy through self-optimization really depends on the character of a person and can mean something different for everybody. For example, if someone is too obsessive with achieving a certain goal, one might tend to lose the focus of flow and instead begin to concentrate just on the goal. Then the ability of being happy through self-optimization is potentially restricted. This can, of course, also happen if someone's focus in reaching a goal is not too strict. Then this person possibly will not get into the state of flow either. So I think happiness through self-optimization is something that is in close connection with a healthy balance between achieving a goal but still not getting bent on it.
I completely agree with you. It depends on you and your character because everyone is different and it really depends on the reason why you use self-optimization. Personally, I am not a person that is really consistent with what I do. Now you heard our opinions, definitions and our research about happiness through self-optimization. What are your opinions on this topic? How do you experience flow? Is happiness through self-optimization for you possible?
We hope that after having listened to our podcast, you're inspired to pay more attention to your actions and are encouraged to reach your personal flow in life.